In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Feast. A Vesperal Divine Liturgy gives me the chance to do something I normally can't, which is preach on the Old Testament, because we had two Old Testament readings today. And I want to talk first about the reading from Exodus. We heard about Moses' encounter with the bush that burned yet was unconsumed, because this is taken as a prophetic image pointing to the miracle that happened at the incarnation, when God, who is, in a sense, the life-giving fire of the universe, which nothing can contain, was contained within a human womb, and yet she was not destroyed by that contact. This is God who wouldn't even allow Moses, later in his life, to see his face, because he said, anyone who sees my face will die. And yet here, the Lord God himself is contained within a human womb. Now, this encounter that Moses has is described in detail. It occurred after Moses had grown up in Egypt. If you remember, Moses was a son of the Hebrews, and yet, because of what transpired at his birth, he ended up being adopted by Pharaoh's daughter and raised as a prince of Egypt. And yet, after he'd grown up, knowing his heritage, he saw a Hebrew being mistreated by an Egyptian, and so he struck the Egyptian down and killed him. And later, when Moses tried to intervene with two Hebrews who were fighting, they challenged him with this knowledge. They were holding this knowledge above him. Why do you come and chastise us? Are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian? Moses became very afraid, and he fled from the city into the wilderness. He fled not just from the Egyptians, and with good reason, because Pharaoh, when he learned of what had happened, tried to kill Moses. But he also fled from his own people, as I just said. It was his own kindred Hebrews who sort of threatened to expose him if he continued to chastise them. So this Moses fled into the desert, and he was taken in by the priest of Midian, Jethro, if I remember correctly. And while he was tending his father-in-law's flocks, as we heard today in the reading from Exodus, he saw this burning bush. Exodus says that the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in this flame of fire in the midst of the bush. And when Moses saw it, he turned aside to go to it. Sorry, it's the incense, which is delightful and yet catches you in the throat. He turned aside to see what was happening. And it says that when the Lord saw that Moses turned aside to see, then the Lord called out to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and foretold this great salvation that was to come. But this is the part that I really want to focus on. I gave you all that background, but I want to focus on this. The text of Exodus makes it clear that if Moses had not turned aside, God was not going to call out to him from the bush as he sort of walked by and ignored this bush. But it was because Moses paid attention, because he saw this miraculous happening, he recognized a divine sign, and he gave it his attention, and as a result, God spoke to him. Now let's go back to that context. This is Moses, who had been driven out by his adoptive people and by his birth people. He was now a stranger and a wanderer. Imagine all the cares and worries on his mind. As he tended those flocks, he could have been obsessed with what had happened to him, the evils that had befallen him. But instead, he had his eyes open and attuned to receive a sign from the Lord. And when he gave attention to that sign, God spoke to him and didn't just save Moses, but saved a whole people, because Moses set aside all of his own cares in order to pay attention to God. And now, let's fast forward to the moment that we celebrate today, which we heard about in the gospel, when the archangel Gabriel came to the Virgin Mary and gave to her these glad tidings, these amazing, this amazing announcement, pointing her to a role that she had never imagined for herself, that as a virgin, she would conceive God and bear him. And on other occasions, when I've preached on this feast, I've dwelt on that situation that Mary found herself in. Imagine it. She is unmarried, and she is told by God that she will conceive miraculously. Not only that she will conceive miraculously, but that she will conceive the Son of God miraculously. But if I was in her position, what would immediately come to my mind was, oh no, everyone else is going to see my stomach growing, and what am I supposed to tell them? An angel came to me and told me that I was going to give birth to the Son of God. She was facing, in that social climate, enormous stigma, the unkindness of others. And yet again, not focusing on her own predicament, not focusing on her own troubles, she instead responds to the angel, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." She said yes to God. And that is the moment when Christ was conceived in her womb, when she said yes to God. That's why we celebrate it today, March 25th, 9 months before Christmas, when we celebrate the Lord's birth. But in these two situations, we see a truth that speaks to us today. Today, we all have our own distress, fear and worry about this virus, fear and worry about the economy, a feeling of isolation, concern for our friends, concern for our church. And yet we have this promise from God that if we can set aside our fears and our own burden in order to pay attention to God, to look for those moments, those signs, those times when he is trying to speak to us, and then to say yes to him, that he will bring salvation not just to us, but to those around us. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take advantage of this time, which comes to us as a gift. Today I posted on our Facebook account a link to beautiful words of consolation from Elder Zacharu from Essex, from the St. John the Baptist Monastery in Essex. And he also speaks of his joy at this opportunity that God has given him. So let us, instead of focusing on our distress, call out to the Lord and look for what he is trying to tell us and how he is trying to move us and lead us in our own spiritual growth. To our great and saving God, who is above all viruses and all distresses and all burdens that may come upon us, be glory, honor, and worship. To the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Happy feast.